thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
We read in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. The third way to win life's battles is to take your problems to the Lord. In the midst of his crisis, Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast. Prayer is often the last thing we think of. Why? Because we want to work out our problems on our own. A deacon approached the pastor one day and said, "Pastor, we've got a problem we can't solve. We've tried everything and nothing works." The pastor said, "Well, I guess all we can do is pray about it." The deacon replied, "Pastor, has it really come to that?" When you're facing life's battles, prayer should be your first resort, not your last. And sometimes when the problem doesn't yield to prayer alone, God leads you to a second element, fasting. Ever tried it? Fasting isn't something mystical and mysterious. It's about focus. It's saying, "Lord, I can do without many things, but I can't solve this problem without you. So instead of being preoccupied with TV or food or social media, I'm going to spend time seeking your face." Cornelius, a Gentile, fasted and prayed for 4 days, asking God for direction. As a result, God sent Peter to his house to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, and in the process changed the course of history. In order to know whom to appoint to leadership positions, the New Testament church fasted, prayed, and asked God for guidance. And as a result, one of the most dynamic evangelistic teams of all time, Paul and Barnabas, was born. When you get serious enough to fast and pray about your problem, God will show you the solution. That's How to Win Life's Battles, Part 3 from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.